Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who travels so he can pretend he's on the lam, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back. So our question tonight is, what kind of underwear do you like on the opposite sex or the same sex, if that's how you choose to be, which is totally fine. What kind of underwear do you like on your mate? It is National Underwear Day. We had to ask this question. This is hard-hitting news that we cover here at Nightlight. So girls, what do you like on a guy? Guys, what do you like on a girl? Jim from Appleton says, nothing particular. They all come off. Well done, Jim. Very nice. Jack from Merrimack in the 414 says, I was a professional lifeguard for close to a decade when someone on the beach had a belly that hung over his Speedo. We used to call it Dunlop's disease, as in his belly Dunlop over his swimsuit. All right, Jack. Very good. Well done, ladies and gentlemen. Keep those texts coming. Eric Rathsack and Adam Kraus will be here at 8:20, rocking the place. We have live entertainment coming in from the guys from Ask Your Mother. We'll be here shortly. And tomorrow night on the show, Thomas Lennon from Reno 911 will be here, and comedian, producer, writer Tony Boswell. Right now, I'm thrilled to have my current guest here, Tom Ryan. He's a comedian. Check out his stuff on, if you Google Tom Ryan and Dry Bar Comedy Special, David Letterman, all of his sets will come up. He's a great joke writer and a great performer, and he's with us here tonight on Nightlight. Finally, Tom, I got you on the show. It's great to have you.
Yeah, it's so nice to be here, and thank you for having me. And by the way, Appleton, yes, when you asked earlier, had I worked Wisconsin, I used to work Milwaukee, and I did the Appleton Club,
yes,
too. If that's there. So if you have any connections up there, you let me know.
Listen, I know a ton of people, Tom. No one listens to me, but I do know a ton.
I will drop your name all over the state. It'll help.
So before the break, Tom, we were talking about how much you liked Woody Allen, and I was unaware. I'm going back to the early 90s here, and I said I had never heard his stand-up, and you made cassette tapes for me and sent them to me. And I thought that was great. And then you put a message, because you sent them through snail mail, which was the only way to go then, and you said, may your calendar this year runneth over.
Runneth over.
Loved it. Loved
I've
it.
Used mine, and it did runneth over, didn't it? And I remember, if I remember correctly, it was a Maxell 2 silver tape.
It probably was. Nothing but the best. And I probably never sent you the $4 either for the...
No. It's too bad what happened to him, because he was one of my all-time comedic heroes.
Yeah.
That stand-up he did. And I was not aware of his stand-up until just about the time that I was about to get into it. I had heard one of the Moose bit.
Oh, great bit.
Which is a classic. But then I went out in a used record store, and I bought that double album of his. And I couldn't believe how great it was.
Yeah.
And I used to make copies of that. But that was one of those albums that I really listened to a lot over and over and over again.
Well,
and then you try to talk like those. Whoever you get influenced by, you try not to talk like them on stage.
Right.
Yourself going, so I was driving down I-90.
My girlfriend says to me,
yeah, exactly.
Well, and not only that, but his list of credit, I mean, how prolific he is as a filmmaker.
Oh, man.
It's ridiculous. So all that stuff happens, and the same thing with Cosby, because I remember growing up listening to Cosby too. I'm like, come on.
I know. I had to remove two things from my comedy bio.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I had both those guys on there, and I removed them, and then boiled it down to my influences. Early influences as a kid were George Carlin and David Brenner, but I used to say George Carlin, David Brenner, Woody Allen, and Bill Cosby.
Wow, nice. You know, it's funny you said David Brenner, because my first week ever working at your home club, the Comedy Corner, West Palm, which Whitney set me up with, I opened for David Brenner.
Oh, and man.
I maybe had 20 minutes, if I was lucky, of material.
Yeah.
And Brenner, I watched his set, and he was one of the guys I grew up watching on The Tonight Show. Just a phenomenal comic.
Yeah.
And I went over to the condo between shows and I came back and someone that worked at the club said, Mr. Brenner would like to see you in his dressing room. I'm like, oh no, what did I do? You know, but I go in there and he just sat me down. He was eating a sandwich and he's like, so what do you want to do? What are you doing? What do you want to do with this? He was the nicest guy in the world and just gave me advice.
I was honored. Probably the week you did that, I was honored to meet him because I grew up also. He was from Philadelphia as well. So that was an extra connection.
Oh yeah.
Years later, I got to work with him a couple times over the years, but years later, I moved to New York and I joined a pool league at a place called Amsterdam Billiards. That is my second passion in life outside of comedy is Amsterdam Billiards.
Nice.
It's one of the best pool rooms in the country. I play on the league there for the last 16 years. He was the co-owner of that pool room.
Whoa.
And so I used to run into him there and I became Facebook friends with him and I said, hey, David, I'm the guy that I work with you in Florida in comedy, and now I'm a member of the pool league at Amsterdam. He goes, well, as long as they're not laughing at your pool, you're going to be fine. That was a message back and forth that went like a man. And when I would run into him at Amsterdam Billiards, he was always just the coolest, take a minute to say hello. And
yeah,
he's a great player too, by the way. And he was a great guy.
I have to tell you, now that we've mentioned all these memories are coming back, Tom, this is great. Yeah. Dan Whitney, who became Larry the Cable Guy, he stayed at our apartment one week, my then girlfriend, now wife, yeah, and I, and I would drive him out to the Zanies out that was like an hour outside of Chicago, and we went to a couple ball games. It was really fun. But yeah, so Whitney says, hey, I'm working on this new character. Let me know what you think. And he puts the cable guy hat on halfway through his set. And I think he said like two or three lines. He's like, hey, did you order cable? And,
that's right.
Yeah. And the crowd kind of went, okay. And then he gets off stage. He goes, so what did you think? And I was like, eh. And then a year later, he's selling out arenas.
Yeah, that's so funny.
It was insane.
We had the same manager, not Colleen. Colleen.
Oh, I love Colleen.
Colleen McGar, she got his character. But the guy who owned the Comedy Corner and was a big concert promoter, he thought Dan Whitney was the best. And I remember one time in his office, he said, Dan, you got to drop that Southern accent thing you're doing.
That's so great. This shows you what I know.
Amazing. Yeah.
So Tom, we have a couple minutes left. What's your favorite talk show host? You know, so many talk show hosts facilitated great comedians over the years. Who do you like the best?
Well, I mean, over the years, Johnny and Letterman, of course. Currently, and I don't watch that much of the late night shows, but I see what bubbles up on the internet, and I've always, whenever I tune in, I like Jimmy Kimmel. I think he's favorite of the crop that's out there right now. I just find him consistently good at what he does.
Yeah.
And his sketches are funny and he's quick. He's a great delivery on his monologue. So, you know, they're all good, but, and I don't mean to, you know, be Mr. All good, but I mean, I think Kimmel's my favorite of the currents.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I Colbert's so funny, but he's almost like a character. Like he's a performer. You know, Kimmel's a host. Like like you said, they're both great. Fallon, I could take or leave, but yeah, I'm with you there.
Mm-hmm.
When did you know, Tom, you had what it took, or when did you think you knew you had what it took to do what you're doing, to become a stand-up comedian?
Well, when I was in the sixth grade, I noticed I was pretty good at ad-libbing.
Nice.
Interacting nuns. I had nuns, Catholic school. I could get a laugh from the group. I got hooked with stand-up on TV from David Brenner, watching him. My mom used to let us stay up late. He's from Philadelphia. You can watch him, you know.
Yeah.
Carson, et cetera, Johnny Carson. Okay. So then through the years, I always thought, man, I kind of would love to try that someday. But I never did it in Philadelphia because I didn't want anybody I knew see me bomb.
Right.
So it wasn't until I moved to Florida on a fluke. And when I started keeping a notebook and jotting things down, there were some lines that popped into my head where I go, man, I think that could work on stage. So it was, I kind of sense that I had a proper sense of humor to do stand up. But it wasn't until I started that notebook, before I ever did the first open mic, where some of the ideas, I started to see that it's a process of tinkering.
Right.
Up with a premise and just keep tinkering with it. And so, but after the first open mics, I think within the first 6 months, I remember having a show at an amateur night that a radio show put on, and it wasn't just getting laughs. It was some rolling laughter started to flow, and I go, nice. Ooh, this is going to connect. And I thought, I think I had 10 minutes at the time, and I thought, if I can get to 30 minutes, I think I can quit my job and go on the road. And that happened within 2 years, you know? So
wow,
it's a process, obviously. As you know what it's like. When we look back on our early tapes, there was a force that was protecting us from seeing how horrible we were. There was something that, because if we truly saw how awful it was in those early, early days, we wouldn't have persisted.
That's so great. That's such a great answer.
Yeah, but because I remember the first time I did 6 minutes and I only got 4 laughs and it was 17 people in the crowd, if I remember correctly. And overall, it was like, I kind of bombed, but I came off stage. I go, 4 of my ideas got laughs.
Yeah, you're onto something.
And I thought, take those 4, and the second time on stage, open with those. And that's how it all got rolling.
My favorite thing, before I let you go, I just have to say, and yeah. I quoted this, one of your jokes earlier, and this is whenever your name comes up in circles, whatever I say, my favorite Tom Ryan line is, I have very fair skin. I once got a really bad sunburn standing next to a guy with a bright future.
Oh, man.
Brilliant.
Look at, I got.
Same. Yeah. Same, buddy.
And then
the other one is, you said you don't understand how they come up with the icons for cars. My oil light went on. I thought I was low on gravy.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Either that or 3 wishes coming my way.
Right. Yeah. Hey, this was really fun, buddy. I cannot thank you enough.
Really enjoyed it. Good to reconnect with you.
Likewise. Let's do it again soon. Don't be a stranger. And for the love of God, take care of that cat. You don't need Todd Berry on your ass.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Tom. That's Tom Ryan. Google Tom. I'm telling you, Google his stuff on Google and check out his dry bar special. Very funny. Conrad, what's the line I liked? I've been doing comedy for 30 years. This is my fourth gig. Very funny guy. Coming up next. Hey, we're going to do some rock and roll right here in the studio. The guys from Ask Your Mother are here. That's next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. Great to have you with me on this Monday night. We are broadcasting live. This is live radio. What do you say about that, Conrad? Live radio, old school, buddy.
Yeah, it's great.
Podcasts are great, but live radio, baby, that is where it is at. I don't think I've ever called Conrad baby before. You guys are already set up. That was like a covert, just snuck in and...
Well, I heard 30 seconds and I was like, let's hurry up.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
It is great to have you guys in studio. We've got Eric Ratzek and Adam Krause from Ask Your Mother are here. They're going to perform for us, and we're going to have a discussion about what I like to call rock and roll.
Sure.
Sure.
We can do that.
How you guys been?
Good. Busy. Man, you just caught us at the end of a very busy period in our lives for Ask Your Mother.
That's true. And we've been all over the state in the past week alone.
Really?
So we've been all over.
Tell us
place.
About it. Where you been?
Well, Green Bay, for one.
Yeah.
Just
here.
Across the street here.
We were here. Yeah, we were over at Titletown on the rooftop.
Oh, sweet.
Doing our own U2 show there. No, it wasn't really like it. It was on the rooftop, though.
It,
so
rivaled,
that was cool.
It rivaled the Beatles on the rooftop. It was.
There was more people over here, I think, that we could see from there because they had like their like, I don't know what they have over here. Like on
didn't
the
matter.
City deck.
It was it wasn't Ask Your Mother. That's all that matters.
There was a lot of people that ended up over there, but it was fun. What else? We were on Channel 5 that
week.
Yeah. We did live
cool.
at 5 in the morning, so we did that.
Oh,
yeah, yeah,
Well, it wasn't that early. It was like Channel 5, is what I'm saying. Channel 5
did
like a live segment we played on there for a little bit and did a little interview, and then that night we were in Oshkosh at SOS Brothers Tent and EAA. So that was nice. Crazy fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been nuts. Milwaukee last weekend. So we've been all
and
over.
This is just a side hustle for you guys.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, we all have real jobs.
Let's not forget Scandinavia.
Yeah, the cornrows.
Scandinavia in there. They always get forgotten. Scandinavia corn roast.
I don't know why we'd forget that when the zipper operator was so kind to offer us free rides the next day. Yeah. Not that day,
If we came back the next day, we would get free rides.
I was this close to canceling our state fair gig just for the rides.
So what was the zipper at? Was it like at a county fair?
Well, it's like the Scandinavia does like a corn roast is what it's called. Okay. So it's like a kind of like a community fundraiser kind of thing. Like we were on stage the night for like the Scandinavia Fire Department hired us for that. So
very nice.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, it's a fun show. We like doing it. And
yeah, it's a good event.
Good crowd.
You don't
the
get
people
the zipper
were
after
fun.
Every show.
Tim, our lead guitar player, says it's not a county fair unless it has a zipper. They're
or
just
the tilt
posing.
World.
Yeah, yeah.
And you feel like you're going to die sometimes. Like once in a while, the guys look like they really know how to assemble the stuff. But every once in a while, man, you're like, nice.
There was always that comedian that said, okay. Like, a couple hours ago, this ride was on the highway.
So what was the Milwaukee gig?
State Fair. We were down there
sweet.
For that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's that crowd like?
Oh,
I would
awesome.
Imagine they're
so
fantastic.
Cool.
Fun. Yeah. Absolutely. But we've been doing the Saturday there at the Tavern at the Park, and it's just a huge, just eclectic mix of people, I guess would be the way to say it.
And at different times. So
right.
You have people that are there when you start, you have people walking by, you have people stopping and listening, you have people singing along as they're walking, you know, from the barn to the exhibition hall.
Let's not forget the guy that was breakdancing.
We had some creative, we had a dance off at one point between.
It was nuts.
It was crazy.
5, 6, 7.
They were going for it, man.
Yeah, the guy just, I mean, it's like blacktop. It's not like conducive for breakdancing.
No, he didn't bring a piece of cardboard or anything. He was just right on the blacktop.
He's like, I'm going for it.
And he did.
He went for it.
He won, I say.
What's
he won the dance off.
What's the biggest crowd you guys have ever played for?
I'd probably be opening for Cheap Trick, I think.
Yeah, we played open for Cheap Trick at the Greenville Lions Catfish Races, that whole deal they do every year a few years back.
Yeah, that was, I think, 10,000 at that one.
Yeah.
Something
Holy
like that.
Smoke. What is that? What does that do to you guys as performers? I mean,
I think you're a little nervous.
Yeah.
I mean, a little bit.
Sure,
like, you walk out. The thing is, what I always find is funny, I feel like a bigger crowd is easier to play for than a small crowd.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like there's more judgment happening from 10 people versus 10,000.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's almost like a roller coaster because you might be, you're nervous, you know, heading up that ramp. You're nervous until you play that first note.
Yeah.
And you play the note and people start singing along, all of a sudden you're going and you just ride it.
You just feed off of it. It's huge. It's fun.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. How did you get the gig? Did Cheap Chick's management reach out?
I like to think so, but that's not what happened. Personally, they asked for us.
I think our agent got us actually that show. Bananas Entertainment got us in there. So
mm-hmm. Thanks, Lance.
Yeah. Lance, Ryan,
shout out to
Megan,
Lance.
If you're listening. Yes, thank you all. We appreciate you.
But you got some cool stuff coming up, too. Speaking of crowds, you get the Brown County Fair.
Heck yeah.
Let's find out when that is.
It's Thursday.
It's next Thursday, isn't it?
Not this Thursday, but next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so we have the Brown County Fair. We've got that coming up. We've got we get a full weekend that weekend.
We have three in a row. Yeah. That's a big weekend.
Nice.
So that weekend, we got Brown County Fair the Thursday, which is...
That's a week from this
15th.
Coming.
Yeah,
okay.
The 15th will be there. We're also doing our favorite country bar, that one in Appleton. That'll be fun.
Yep.
Watertown, speaking of all over the map.
Oh, wow, yeah.
We'll be there. We got a Rippin' Main Street show coming up August 23rd. We're doing Jones Park. That'll be huge.
Is that the Thursday night thing
they
do?
Yeah,
that's fun. Really cool.
That's the last week they're doing it, too, is when we're there.
Oh, for the summer?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Man, that's a real big crowd. It's a great crowd. It's a lot of fun. Family friendly, a lot of food, a lot of music. Also, my wife's birthday, so that's
going to
be
it. Oh, it's Aaron freaking Krause's birthday, so we got to make sure we shout that out. Yeah. And then,
you guys are kind of like celebrities around here. So,
I don't know about all that. But.
Well, I mean, you have a following. I mean,
we do.
It's really easy to find out information.
We just got 10,000 followers on Facebook,
nice.
So that's a good milestone.
We get recognized in not like paparazzi style, but you might be sitting down for dinner and somebody's like, oh, how'd the gig go? And you're like, I have no idea who you are.
which one?
Who are you?
Is it different when you play here where people are more likely to know you as down, like, say, Watertown or something?
Yeah, for yeah. sure. And I feel like different? It. I feel like it's a... It's if they don't know us, they're going to by the time we're done. Like, yeah. I've tried to make it memorable, you know. Yeah.
Does it make you try harder?
It does. Trying to get I feel like when it's someone that hasn't seen us and we have to work a little harder to win them over, that's what I'll do. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
For sure.
Sing louder.
I don't know if I can sing louder.
I don't know
louder.
If you could sing louder. You can't sing louder. Tim's amp can't be any louder. It can't be any louder if we wanted to
I might jump
be.
Higher, though. Yeah. I might try to jump higher.
Get a little bit extra.
See, I have Reebok
pumps.
Yeah. I'm not wearing them tonight. I only wear them on stage, but I do have a set of Reebok pumps that I do pump up before each show.
We were talking about this before, how it's hard for you to, like, as animated as you are when mm-hmm. you sing, to just sit in a chair in a studio, but you're still, like, just, like, feeling it, man. Yeah. Like, you guys also have a date in Shawano.
We're doing the Shawano Fair for Labor Day weekend. Yeah, that should be a good one.
That'll be cool.
Yeah. We haven't played that one yet, so I'm always curious as when it's a new place, like what it's going to be like, and always excited for that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. How much do you guys make a year? Don't say that. Conrad, stop
with
me,
all
please.
Of our with all of our shows or like no, just each of us individually, like
I'm just sitting here thinking, you guys must be loaded.
You guys must bring a W-2.
Yeah.
Next
and that's, bring your tax forms, yeah.
And that doesn't count all of our modeling gigs right. that we do as
right.
well.
Right.
Well, we could have you do some of that, too. I'd rather hear you play, but let's do that.
We'll get into that.
We'll take a short news break sure. from Civic Media's award-winning sure. news team. And when we come back, Adam and Eric are here from Ask Your Mother, and they are going to rock us out right here in the studio. You got Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Dressed in blue. See the sky in front of you. And your face is like a sails.
All right, the question tonight. What is your favorite kind of underwear on your people you're attracted to? Men, what do you like on women? Women, what do you like on men? Men, what do you like on men? Or whatever. Whatever you like, please share. We've had some great answers tonight. And that is going to be my next question to my in-studio guest right now.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
Well, Adam.
What do you like on me, Stretch?
Well, the thing is, we've all seen each other in our underwear because we always change clothes between like our setup clothes and our gig clothes. So,
okay.
Adam, you have great taste in boxers. I mean, I'm just going to say that right
now. You
know,
I appreciate that coming from you, a man of... you know, distinguished tastes.
Yeah.
When it comes to other men's underwear.
They're always very solid color. That's good for you. I don't like the busy patterns on you. No, the solid color's better.
And I will say the camouflage patterned Speedo cut that you rock
Well, I mean, sometimes it gets hot in that duck marsh, you know. Yeah. So
Cut to a commercial. How do you know it's camouflage? That's what he's
exactly.
Wearing. Blend right in.
Walk right into it.
Well, thank you for indulging us in our question of the night. It is International Underwear Day, so we had to ask that. You're a big fan of the state. You saw our
love
ad
that.
Went out.
Yes.
Tom Lennon is here
yes,
tomorrow night.
That's amazing.
And I forgot about that character. What was the character? The
old fashioned guy. Like one of the things he said. It was kind of like when SNL did their deep thoughts with Jackie.
Yeah,
that was
kind of
like their answer to that. But it was him in like a blue leisure suit walking down like a country path, like whittling wood, and he'd be like, "Call me old fashioned, but women voters, welcome to planet Mars." Like he'd say just crazy stuff like that. It was so funny.
They just did a tour recently too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they got the band back.
That's awesome. Nice.
Hey, we could sit here and yak all night, but I would love to hear whatever you guys, I know what you're going to play and I'm very excited about it, but why don't you tell people what we're going to hear?
So we're going to do New Age Girl by Dead Eye Dick. Most people recognize it as the Mary Moon song from Dumb and Dumber.
All right. Yeah. Adam and Eric in studio from Ask Your Mother.
I got a new age girl.
Tell us what she's like.
Environmentalist girl.
Does she ride a bike?
She has a crystal necklace.
Spends a lot of cash.
Though her vibes are rather reckless.
She's headed for a crash.
Overflowing skirt is blowing in a transcendental wind. I ask her without knowing, where do we begin? Mary Moon! She's a vegetarian. Alone. She don't eat meat, but she sure like the bone. Rough. Well, she drives a wind car.
How does she like it?
It doesn't get a phone.
Why she doesn't bike it?
But it gets it to where she's going
to. I don't know, I don't know.
Where the news? I wish I knew. I don't know where she's going and I don't know where she's been. All I know that loving her has gotta be a sin. Mary Moon, she's a vegetarian.
Mary Moon, Mary Moon, Mary Moon.
Mary Moon, we'll love me all the septuagenarians.
Mary Moon, Mary Moon, Mary Moon.
Oh, she loves me so she hates to be alone. She don't eat meat, but she sure like the bone. Rough. Mary Moon, don't you hesitate. Don't segregate your thoughts from your emotions.
Mary Moon,
I know devotion isn't way out there. Rough.
Very nice. How is that song not just called Mary Moon?
I don't know.
Try to be artsy about it.
Yeah, I guess so.
So that's kind of new in your repertoire?
Yeah, it's new-ish. Yeah. I mean, obviously the song's from the 90s.
Yeah.
But
yeah, we added it not too long ago.
No, not about within the last year or so. I think we added that like when we started doing the Killers and that too around then.
Yeah, we try to keep it fresh, not just for the crowd, obviously. They want every show to feel a little bit different and unique. But for us being in the band, you know, if we just played the same 20 songs every night in the same order, it would get pretty stale for us too.
Yeah.
So it keeps it fresh for everybody.
Adam's really good at like throwing random like songs in songs. So
yeah, that also keeps it fun.
Depending where we're playing, like all of a sudden, like we're playing at EA and all of a sudden I hear the Top Gun theme being played in the middle of a song. And I'm like, I know what Adam's doing right now.
All I need, the only Stretch is one of the only people that notices it. So when I do it, he just turns around and gives me a little smile, a little wink. And that's how I know I've done well. Yeah. If I crack Joey the drummer up, that's gold.
That's important.
That's what I feel.
Who do you guys like to, I mean, I'm sure you have a ton of them, but who do you like to play the most?
Man,
from a band standpoint?
Yeah, like, or solo, whatever, you know.
I think that one of my favorite songs we do perform, and I think just because of its crowd reaction and how much fun we have with the crowd, it is My Body by Young the Giant. I just always love doing that one. I feel like we do a really good job on it. Volbeat also did a cover of that as well, but it's kind of like one of the songs where I like make everybody stand up if they don't, if they're just being lazy.
Yeah.
Get up. Get out of your... I know you have a table, but just stand next to it for one song. That's all I'm asking.
And do you ever do that? Are you ever confrontational?
Oh, absolutely.
Like getting in people...
How detailed do you want to get on this question?
Yeah. Wow. Adam's really good at, if he's not getting a reaction, he will insult your town until he gets a reaction.
In a playful way.
Yeah, he's not doesn't mean anything by it. He's just trying to get your attention is all. Like if we were in Green Bay, he'd be like... Well, this really sounds like a DePere crowd tonight, man, since you guys aren't really doing anything.
That's kind of a backhanded compliment, though, in a way.
Yeah. You know, that's the goal. That's
what I'm
going
for. Doesn't
sound
like a Green Bay, I know.
Yeah.
We should mention, you guys are many Whammy nominees. That's
always a
cool.
Bridesmaid, never the bride. But
oh,
that's
really?
Okay. Yeah. That's okay. I'd
doesn't
actually
rather. Yeah.
It's like American Idol. You do better if you don't win.
Right.
Kind of thing. So
okay.
I've always thought of us as the Chris Daughtry of cover bands.
Right. Like, about all that other stuff.
For sure. Didn't wasn't Morgan Wallen one of them? Look at him. He's throwing stuff off rooftops.
He was on American Idol.
I thought he was on one of those shows.
Really?
Who is that?
Morgan Wallen? Come on, you don't know the guy that threw the chair off the top of a building in Nashville and almost hit some cops and got arrested.
Oh, yeah, we want to be like him.
That's what that's what we're striving for.
What about Soul Patrol? What was that guy? Remember him?
No, I don't.
Who was Soul Patrol? He had the gray hair?
I have no idea.
Oh my gosh.
Was that American Idol?
Yeah, he was on American Idol.
See, that's why I don't know. No, okay. I barely know any of the
years
people
ago.
On there. Yeah. Like, I know Kelly Clarkson because she won the first one.
Do you guys do any Kelly Clarkson?
No. We haven't. We did a Taylor Swift song one time.
Yeah.
Okay. But we don't do any Kelly
people
Clarkson.
People lose their minds, or was it kind of...
She wasn't as big at the time when we did it. I think it was poor timing on our part when we did it. But I mean, people would kind of laugh.
Might want to
revisit
that.
We'll bring it back. Yeah.
Right. I think one song that's kind of fun that we brought back is Flowrider Low, we started doing. So,
that's a great. Wait, is that the one? I got a good feeling. Is that
no?
It's the boots with the fur. Go ahead.
I don't know.
Sing a little bit of a stretch there.
Oh man, now I got to think how it goes now.
He can start you off.
I usually play keyboards on this.
Shorty Adam Apple. There it is. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He doesn't play it on guitar. He plays the keys. That's it.
Nice.
Yeah, that one.
She had the apple bottom
jeans,
boots with the fur.
With the fur.
That's a fun one to do.
Really, you guys do that a good job. I think you did that last time. You were playing a dance tune.
I don't remember.
Maybe we did Tricky. I don't know.
Did we do Tricky?
We might have.
We did. It's Tricky, Run DMC. I know we did Foo Fighters last time for sure.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite venue in Northeast Wisconsin and then maybe wider in the state? Sure. You have a favorite?
Well, I have to say the Epic in here. That place is unbelievable.
Bay, yeah.
That place is unbelievable. But I don't know. Where else do you think?
Because that's a pretty common question. What's your favorite show of the year? What do you like to play? That Oshkosh EAA show is a blast because it's people from all over the world and it's a big crowd and they just dance and have a good time. They're all camping there, so they're all hanging out all night.
They all smell.
They've all had a few few brewskis.
And it's
kind
of funny because they're 90% of them are either pilots or just crazy aviation enthusiasts, and so they're I feel like they don't party a lot, but when they do, they let it snap.
They let it go, man.
I feel like they're all on vacation. And it's one of those things where you play a vacation venue area that's on vacation. People already have the mindset, we're having fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just that much easier to make them have more fun.
But they're really, I can't.
It's hard to pick one place.
I won't name any names. There are venues that I never liked playing that we don't play anymore. The ones we
Because you said you didn't want to play there anymore.
That's exactly what I said. And we haven't played there since.
It's good.
But there is not a bad venue in the valley or in the area.
There's so many good places. It's hard to pick one.
People treat you well. Good stages, good crowds. So I don't want to knock any of the ones that we do play because they are all really pretty spectacular.
Those are the voices of Adam Krause and Eric Rathsack, the guys from Ask Your Mother, who are here for the second time. This is so cool. Yeah. All right.
Thanks for having us back.
Oh, my pleasure.
We must not have made them too mad.
Thought maybe I left my keys here or something.
Just glad I wasn't one of the places you guys trash before we left.
No.
Said, we don't want to.
No.
We're not doing Nightlight anymore.
No, go. Both are good. It's the same studio. I mean, why would we trash it?
I'm a nice guy, so I don't. Those guys I know, they can bully people.
Well, Jim was asking me if I wanted to get into politics, and I'm like, what's wrong with you?
He's trying to groom you for
I'm like,
take his old seat.
No, Jim, I'm fine. being a singer in a band. That's cool.
All right. So answer this question for me. If let's do Adam first. When people say, when they watch you play guitar, they say, oh, he reminds me of, who do you want them to say?
I would love it if they said Slash.
Oh, ooh, nice.
Good I would pick. Love that. Yeah.
That's a great answer.
No, for the record, no one has ever said that, but if they did, I would be
hey,
floored.
I will now, though.
Somebody said that you reminded them of the Winter Soldier, though. So that's
even better.
Wait, is that from The Boys?
No.
Oh, no, that's from the
Marvel.
Captain
America. Marvel, yeah. Marvel. Okay. The Boys is a great show, though.
I'm trying to get through. Season 3?
Yeah.
I mean, it was so graphic.
Wait for the finale.
I'm not a prude. Yeah, I hear it's great.
It's awesome.
My son has been asking me to watch it. I love Season 1. Season 2, I thought, really got going, but the... Season 3 had so much crazy stuff, it kind of took me out of the story a little bit.
Oh, it gets crazier.
In a good way?
Yeah, it's almost parallel to kind of, like, you know, very on topic with the political...
Yes,
climate.
I've heard that. I've heard that. And I'm on season 2, or I'm sorry, season 4, episode 2.
It's a good show. So I like it.
We'll circle back after I finish it. We'll see. All right, so same question for you. When they see you sing and perform... That guy reminds me of...
Oh, man. I don't know if I have anybody that I would wish... I mean, Dave Grohl's a hero of mine, of course, so yeah. I would say that just for the energy he puts out. I've seen him twice live, and it's awesome. Yeah. It's a good vibe you get from him all night. I feel like he doesn't take himself too seriously, but he takes what he does seriously.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the way I approach it. I've always said, though, for two local guys that I always looked up to, Mikey Wendlin and Scotty Thurwatcher, those two guys, if I can mend them into one... lead singer, that'd be the perfect lead singer, I think.
Wow, nice. Great answer.
Yeah.
And Dave Grohl, too.
Yeah.
Nirvana and the Foo. I'm amazed at people that can do it more than once or with more than one entity, so to speak.
I feel like he's got to be one of the most successful high school dropouts of all time.
Adam and Eric are here from Ask Your Mother. They're going to sing another tune for us when we come back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Love, you feel joy, you feel pain, because nothing will be the same. Just another night is all that it takes to understand the difference between lovers and fakes. So baby, I talk to you in the night, in the dream of love so true.
Guys from Ask Your Mother, Adam Krause and Eric Rathsacker in studio, and they did a tribute. I forgot to mention this. They played a song, and they dedicated it to my son.
Heck yeah.
Mary Moon, which, tell me the name of the song again.
It's called New Age Girl by Dead Eye Dick.
New Age Girl. And we've got, we think there's a contingency of mothers watching Ask Your Mother, right?
Yeah, I see my mom said these guys sound great. Thank you, Mom. Amy Vermiglio. Thank you, Mom.
Thank you for listening,
Shout out to you, Amy.
I'm sure Laura Krause is listening.
Yeah,
too.
Laura freaking Krause is definitely.
That'd be Adam's mom. Yeah. She's awesome.
She's definitely out there.
What do you guys? What do you want to play? You
got what something? Was the next one we
let's
were going to do?
Let's do country.
We'll do a country because we mix it up with our show. So I don't think we did a country song on here yet. So we're going to do a country song.
Ask Your Mother in the studio.
Monday morning to Friday at 5, man, I work, but I don't climb. Boss man can shove that overtime up his can. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Fill it up, I'll throw it down. Got a 40-hour week for the trouble to drown. No need to complicate it, I'm a simple man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand, yeah. Parking lot is muddy, can't get to the door. I take my jacked up dropper down in 4x4. Chill down her long neck, warm up the band. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Fill it up, I'll throw it down. I bought a tear a new one in this old town. 5-4
four, three, two, one. Hey, I'm a rockin' man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Let's go drinking.
I forgot the words, Adam.
Isn't this the part where I dance in front of you?
That's what it usually is.
Is that why you can't remember?
That's what it is.
Because you're waiting for me to dance?
I just remembered it.
Okay. Do you need me to dance on you for this? Okay.
Make me want to go ooh, ooh, ooh. When you dance like that, you got that little tattoo playing peek-a-boo on your back. Yeah, if you want to impress me, baby, here's my plan. All you got to do is put a drink in my hand. Fill it up, I'll throw it down. Got a little hungover still hanging around. You be my Lois Lane, I'll be your Superman. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. My hair Monday morning at a alarm clock sings. It goes bang, 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 while it rang, rang, rings. I'm ready to roll, you wanna rock again. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. I'll fill it up, I'll throw it down. I got a little hungover still hanging around. You know that hair of the dog is howling, hey there, ma'am. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Hear that hair of the dog is howling, hey there, ma'am. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. I'll ooh, yeah. I really did forget the words there for a second.
That's all right.
You guys.
You know why I forgot the words?
Why is that, Stretch?
Because you didn't dance on me.
I didn't dance on you. Normally I come up on Stretch and I dance a little bit.
Laura Krause is right here, guys. And you guys are brides in my book.
We are not bridesmaids. That is the nicest thing someone's ever said to us.
That's with the awards thing, not the underwear question.
Appreciate it.
So that was awesome, man.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Would you have a favorite genre to play? If not a band?
I will say, when you asked that before, the first thing that popped in my head was Enter Sandman by Metallica.
That's a fun one to play. I like
it. Never gets old. The crowd loves it.
We always make them sing back to us, too, and they always do it every time.
I will say, I think we probably, if I had to say one of our strengths as a band is probably kind of the alt rock, hard rock. Stretch can really sing it well. We got two guitars. We can both play well. We got, you know, obviously
between Adam and Tim, they both can solo. Like, it's not like we're waiting, like one has to be rhythm the other. No, they're both very good on their own. Like,
and Kevin and Joey grew up playing that stuff, and they just love that music. And you know, you can't play all Metallica. You can't play too many Slayer covers in there either.
You know what? Let's do Breaking the Law, like Judas Priest. Yeah. We do that. That's the song we do. Like, but then we'll do Flo Rida Low, and then we're doing Eric Church, and then Johnny Cash, and then it's like, what else? What don't they do?
Yeah.
Barry Manilow.
It's so cool that people
we do.
I think they used to, like, the top 40 used to have a lot of different kinds of music in it. And that sounds like now it's like you listen to country, rock, folk, whatever.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Most people, I think, like a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what we try to do. Like we always say, if you come to our show and you don't like at least one song we do, then you don't like music and just go home and be crabby.
Is that what I hope we don't say? Do we say that?
Yeah, go home and be crabby. If you don't like crabby. If you don't like any of the songs we play, you just stay home and be crabby there.
I think we do see a lot from this is going to make me sound old. The younger generation.
Kids.
Streaming music and things. They have a wider experience of music than we did growing up with the radio.
I agree with that
100%. Or with buying CDs. When we play a song like Mr. Brightside, which is 20
great
years old
song.
Now.
Crazy to me to think
wow.
that.
Every person under the age of 20 knows the words. All the words to that song. Because they've either heard it or they've streamed it or they've seen it on TikTok, whatever. They figured it out and they went and they learned it and they know that song.
Well,
so
the thing about that
we see
song
that a lot.
Is jeez, Adam, the first song? Verse and the second verse are exactly the same.
So you could probably remember
so when
that
I
one. Then,
exactly.
Huh?
Yeah. That was just going to get to that. That's why I haven't screwed that one up.
Is that
there.
Right?
this is fun. Oh, we got some more Ask Your Mother. This is from the band.
The
Ask
band.
Mother.
That's probably Joey,
is
I guarantee
Joey?
It. He
who
also
it
said Slayer, so that's definitely Joey.
That's Joey.
He just gave himself away.
But speaking of Joey and Kevin, it's a rhythm section. Do you want to leave those guys out? They're great as well. Bass. Trumps. Joey's yellow kit. You got to come see it.
Oh, it's
They're welcome here anytime. Conrad, should we just have him play us out?
Yeah, we could do that.
All right. Thank you, everybody, tonight. Thank you, Tom Ryan.
Johnny Cash.
You guys, thank you for being here. This is Ask Your Mother in studio. Always great to have these guys here. Tom Lennon is here tomorrow. Tony Boswell. Thank you all for your texts regarding underpants. We'll do another question, non-unmentionable related tomorrow. This is Peach Wobb and Night Lake Night, Wisconsin. Play us out, guys.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around a bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. Time keeps dragging on. That train keeps a-rolling on down the south downtown. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son,